The slides in this module will define quality measures and provide examples of how the guiding principles of meaningful use are supported, and the HIE and certification process benefits the reporting of quality measures. There are many organizations that are actively involved in the quality measures and meaningful use compliance. Oftentimes, acronyms are used for these organizations. This slide provides you with what they mean. NQF stands for National Quality Forum. HQA stands for Hospital Quality Alliance. CMS, PQRI includes both the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and the Physician Quality Reporting Initiative. AQA stands for the Ambulatory Care Quality Alliance. EH stands for Eligible Hospitals Covered Under Meaningful Use. And then a very long one, RHDQDAPU, is the Reporting Hospital Quality Data for Annual Payment Update. EP stands for Eligible Professionals Covered Under Meaningful Use. The rule defines clinical quality measures to consist of measures of processes, experience, and or outcomes of patient care, observations or treatment that relate to one or more quality aims for health care, such as effective, safe, efficient, patient-centered, equitable, and timely care. This slide discusses Stage 1 of Meaningful Use 2011 Payment Year Reporting. Since in most areas of the country, the infrastructure is not available to support the electronic exchange of structured information, this requirement was excluded from most of the requirements, or a low threshold was set. For instance, there is a low threshold for reporting of lab data in structured format. In future rulemaking, it is expected that the threshold will increase as HIT capabilities increases. The Act permits the Secretary to not require electronic reporting of clinical quality measures unless the Secretary is capable of accepting the information electronically. This may initially occur on a pilot basis. For the 2011 payment year, there will not be adequate time to test and demonstrate the ability to receive information electronically. There would need to be time for certified EHR vendors to code the specifications into their systems after the Secretary provides technical specifications to the EHR vendors. It is expected that HHS will have the capability to receive clinical quality measures electronically in the 2012 payment year. If so, then eligible professionals and eligible hospitals will be required to submit them electronically using certified EHR technology. If HHS is not ready by 2012, they will continue to use the attestation method for submission of clinical quality measures. Electronic submissions of clinical quality measures is important to the overall goal of the HITECH Act to improve the quality of care. The HITECH Act requires that HHS give preference to clinical quality measures that have been endorsed by the organization that HHS contracts with. The Medicare Improvement for Patients and Providers Act, MIPA, of 2008 added this requirement as well, also requiring that preference is given to measures that have been selected for the Reporting Hospital Quality Data for Annual Payment Update program. HHS contracted with the National Quality Forum, and it is expected that preference will be given to the measures endorsed by NQF, including those that NQF endorses that have been selected for the Physician Quality Reporting Initiative. For eligible professional measures that have been selected for the PQRI will be included, and for eligible hospital measures that are part of the RHQDAPU program will be included. It is the responsibility of the eligible professionals and the eligible hospitals to understand the compliance issues regarding clinical quality measures. Each organization will need to determine who will maintain responsibility for this compliance in order to assure that it is done. Managing the compliance may take more than one person, perhaps a team to begin with, to determine the ways to best collect and demonstrate the compliance. It will be important to involve as many departments and electronic systems to accomplish this. A good project leader will be helpful to this process. As this slide states, eligible professionals will need to comply with 44 clinical quality measures, including PQRI measures starting in 2011. Eligible hospitals will need to comply with 15 clinical quality measures, including the reporting of hospital quality data for annual payment update. As we move into the 2013 payment year and beyond, the quality measures are likely to include other areas such as pediatrics, long-term care, obstetrics, dental care, and oral health, mental health, and substance abuse. Reporting measures in 2011 include the use of attestation that the data elements are captured within a certified EHR. The attestation needs to include language to attest to the accuracy and completeness of the numerators, denominators, and exclusions. In 2012, an agency will need to submit summary information that is not personally identifiable on the clinical quality measures using the electronic health record technology. This ends this unit's slides.